Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There is one person that I think is, aside from me, one person that I think on the Carolina Panthers team, which I am not, that I think is being genuinely honest about where the Panthers are right now. Yeah, I'm coming back to them for just a couple of minutes. All right. This is where we'll do our audio blitz most time. I'm actually going to do a Panthers audio blitz here, because I got plenty enough stuff just to do it on the Panthers. And I'll do everything else from the weekend tomorrow. You know how your last day of school, you just kind of mailed it in? I'm not saying I'm mailing it in tomorrow. I'm just saying big audio blitz tomorrow.
I think you just said you were mailing
it in. Yeah, no, I tried to back it out. You didn't have to point it out. All right? Unnecessary.
Yeah, we got Lulu tomorrow. It's going to be a good show.
We do. We have Lulu Kessin coming in tomorrow.
It's basically Friday.
May have another special guest or two. I'll let you know. Here's what I will say. There's one person who is, in my opinion, being legitimate about it. I'll tell you right now. Dave Canales is kind of aggravating the crap out of me a little bit right now. I have been Team Dave, okay? I was Team Dave when he got hired. I was Team Dave through the preseason. I'm not saying I've agreed with every coaching decision he's made, but hey, I'm not the head coach. It's not my job to agree or to make the policy. There is one person that I think from the team that has had the correct read on this, and it's Adam Thielen. I think it's exactly. It's spot on. It's ding, 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 correct.
It's coach's speech. I can't even speech myself. It's coach's speak. He said everything that you're supposed to say. I'm sure that's not exactly the sentiment for a good portion of, if not most of the players on that team.
Here's all I can say to you, all right? There comes a time, I think, in every conversation. Not every conversation. In conversations like this. Occasionally comes a time when you just have to say, we disagree, and stop. And I feel like that's where we are here. Because as I pointed out earlier when we had Rashad Beard on, appreciate him coming
when
by.
When you say we, you mean everybody and then you.
No, not and me. There were folks in the chat. Our chat was popping off while Rashad was in here. Still a bunch of Panther fans from the PMP Army by. We appreciate y'all hanging out with us on a Monday morning. There's a number of folks that popped by in the chat and said, look, man, like, again, BY is a problem right now. I'm not, if you think that you have heard me say that BY is not a problem, then I will do as I have had to do many times on this show. Listen to what I'm saying, not what you think I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. I promise you, you're not going to find a lot of dudes who are going to not blow smoke like I will not blow smoke. I'm as honest as I can be with you, and I've told you why a million times. I want this team to be good for one reason and one reason alone, my paycheck. Because if the team's good, we can sell more advertising within their stuff. We can go on remotes. We can be involved with the team in activities in the area. If this team's good, I get more money. I don't know. It's just like I say when I break down football games. If somebody ain't willing to put their money where their mouth is, they just trying to get your attention for clicks. Okay? I put it up on my Twitter yesterday. I saw a post come through. I got a push notification on my phone yesterday that said, former NFL quarterback says Tom Brady may come out of retirement and sign with the Dolphins. And I'm like, no, in no world is that happening. There's no world that this happens. None. It's not happening. Okay? You know why they put that headline out? To get people like me to go, oh, which quarterback was it? What does he know? And click that button. That's all this is. Yeah, this is why I am driven.
For a different team. So apparently any team that's struggling.
Any team that has a quarterback go down, you're going to see somebody get a mic and go, Tom Brady can come out of retirement and complain. No, he's not. Stop. This is why I get driven up a freaking wall by clickbait sports media. All right? I, much to the chagrin of the people I work for at times, refuse to give you obtuse, obscure, muddy headlines to get you to click on them. I'm going to tell you how I feel, okay? And here's how I feel. This team stinks. Nobody's arguing this team doesn't stink. What I'm saying is the people who say we stink, dot, 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 because Bryce Young, yes, but also so much more. Okay, so much more. Somebody said earlier, the scouting report on BY is, if he doesn't get 2 seconds, he drifts left. You are correct. That is 100% correct. I want you to say the first part of that very slowly. If he doesn't get 2 seconds, the average clean pocket time in the NFL is 2.73 seconds to the hundredth. 2.73 seconds is the average clean pocket time. So your complaint is, if Bryce Young doesn't get 80% of the clean pocket time for the average NFL team, he drifts? Yeah. Yeah. Do you know why? Because he doesn't even have average pocket time. And then again, as Rashad said, and he's right about this too, you can cherry pick play. If you're a BY guy, you can go cherry pick plays where he's got open receivers. I do not disagree. And you can cherry pick. The pick he threw was ass, dude. It was cheeks. It was bad. My man threw in it. Now, I saw why he did it. Because he thought the underneath linebacker was in a zone and was going to sit in that spot. He thought the break underneath was going to be clean. And to be honest with you, as I went back and watched that on the All-22 cam behind the line of scrimmage looking out, so did I. I thought the linebacker, I got tricked, so did Bryce Young. Now, I'm not an NFL QB1, so obviously, like, he's got to know better. But on that interview, he got tricked by the linebacker. It was a zone. He thought that linebacker was going to sit in that zone. He didn't. He drifted to the left. He made the pick. All right? It was a great defensive play. Also, he can't throw that ball. Again, we can all cherry pick plays to make our point. You got to look at the overall scope of things. But I can go point out a number of plays where he didn't have any. You do not have a down-the-field streak wide receiver. You know what the best thing happening in Derek Carr's life is right now? Future first ballot Hall of Famer Derek Carr?
He got a competent offensive coordinator.
Is a big one. And Clint Kubiak. No. The best thing going for him is Raheed Shaheed, the speedster. The guy that scored the first touchdown both against the Panthers and the Cowboys. Because as soon as Shaheed got deep and just beat the safeties, do you know what both Carolina and Dallas had to do the rest of the game? Their safeties had to be another 2 or 3 yards deeper. They had to be prepared for 20 to get or 22 to get behind him and cook him. And so what happens when they have to play deeper? What's that mean? The linebacker's got to step back. Cornerback's got to step back. Now there's a ton of breathing room for Derek Carr. And now all of a sudden, all those underneath shots to Olave, they're all there. All those underneath shots to Foster Moreau, a name you should not know, they're there. All those little screens to Alvin Kamara that did not work last year, Now all of a sudden they freaking work. Why? Because there's a threat. Carolina doesn't have that. And maybe they don't have that, or maybe you think they don't have that because Bryce doesn't have a deep ball in his arsenal. He did at Alabama. You think it disappeared? Yeah, is it going to be tougher to throw that ball? You're damn right it is. Because it's faster NFL receivers that are covered up by even faster NFL defensive backs. The fastest guys on your team play DB. All right? So, yeah, it's going to be tougher, but you think he just lost the deep ball? He just doesn't have it anymore? No, he does. You don't have a deep ball threat. Deontay Johnson's a good wide receiver. I told you this when you got him. Good wide receiver, but you're going to have to be real smart about diagramming your plays because he's not a deep ball threat. He's not a guy that you can just say, run the nine and chunk it down there. My favorite offense, the bit Deontay down there somewhere offense. It's not going to work. You don't have that in the back. Derek Carr's got that in the back. He's got, at some point, Raheed Sa-Speed is going to be down there, and I'm just going to chunk it. It just happened to be that it was the first two touchdowns of the first two games. So if you're not going to give him that, then everything's got to be up. Why are you throwing short of the sticks? Because defenses aren't dumb. You know it's 3rd and 7. So do they. Where do you think, if they're playing a 4-across zone defense underneath, what do you think those 4 zones are? At the sticks. You have 2 options. Throw over the sticks, which you don't have the personnel for, or throw under the sticks and hope an athlete makes a play. That's it. That's all you got. I absolutely believe that Dave Canales' play calling, as questionable as it is quite. In fact, here, I got another clip for you. Dave Canales was straight up asked why so many third down plays had routes that were going underneath the sticks. Honestly, like I will give Canales one thing through the entire preseason. What did I praise Dave Canales specifically
for? You'll just give me $10 2 months from now, that $10 is going to be $50. 3 months from now, that $50 is going to be $100. If you will invest in this scheme, then you'll see what happens. That's what he sounds like. That's exactly what he sounds like.
All right.
I don't know what he's supposed to say other than, hey, I inherited a really bad team. It's going to take some time to build it up into what we envision happening. This obviously is not the product that we thought we would have on the field. We had really strong practice, very disappointed in all the players, disappointed in all the coaches. And I understand why you're not coming to the stadium. We're going to do better and we're going to get you in here.
Okay. Yes. And you know he cannot and will not say that. Okay. Yes. All that. Yes, I agree. All that is 100% true. I am Rob Brown and I endorse that message. All of that is correct. And also, he can't say that. You know he can't say that. I know he can't say that. He can't come out and go, hey, we suck. We suck. Don't buy tickets. He can't do that, which is what effectively that would be.
Well, they're already not buying tickets. So, I mean, I don't think it's possible for it to get any lower.
Sure. Rashad said yesterday on his postgame stream, he said he talked to the PSL holders in his section. He said consensus, they're not renewing for next year. As of today. Maybe that changes the Panthers, you know, click.
I sent you something during the break of a guy who's just quit doing his podcast.
Just shut down his Panther
podcast. Like, I'm done.
Yep. And I get it. Okay, but again, on the flip side, sometimes you are. How many times have I said this? And I know it kills some of you. I don't care because I'm right. Sometimes you are hamstrung by the equipment that you have. Sometimes you just can't do it. Much as you want to do a thing, you can't do a thing because you just don't have the gear for it. Okay? I use my NASCAR analogy all the time. You take the greatest driver in the history of racing, but if I stick him in a 98 Corolla, he cannot win the Daytona 500. He does not have the equipment to do that, okay? That's kind of how I feel about where you are with this team. Is your wide receiver core better than it was last year? Yes. Yes. But that says more about how butt it was last year than it does about how good it is this year. Deontay's a good wide receiver. But on many, if not most teams, he's number 2. Not X, he's Y. All right? Adam Thielen is a good wide receiver. He is a slot wide receiver. Do you know what a slot wide receiver is for? It's for sitting underneath the X wide receiver wherever that X wide receiver drags coverage. The Z wide receiver, the slot wide receiver, is to find that spot, sit, present the target. Can't. Thielen is drawing man coverage. Why? Because they've got the man because they're not afraid and feel like they have to double team anybody else. They're hamstrung. Your number two wide receiver is a guy that you were asking if he was going to make the football team this offseason in John Mingo. Your fourth guy is a guy who is a rookie. A rookie. And a rookie who, because as I've said a number of times, I know ball. I told you, I freaking love Xavier Leggett. Big fan. But it's going to take him a year or two of development. He ain't Jamar Chase. He was used to just being a dominant physical presence at South Carolina. In the NFL, he's a very talented receiver, but he's another receiver. The equipment ain't there yet. So the play calling's hamstrung and the quarterback's hamstrung. End of argument. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What a weird day yesterday was in the National Football League. I mean, honestly. A shock of a week in the National Football League. We wrap it up tonight with the Falcons and the Eagles. Well, let's take a look at some of the games that took place.
I'm trying to think if I was shocked by anything. And San Francisco, that's probably the only thing I was shocked by.
San Francisco, Detroit?
Not entirely shocked by
that. Not shocked by Tampa beating Detroit in Detroit?
No, because Tampa is better than what they're being given credit for.
I think Tampa is better than they're given. And I also, I'd be lying to tell you, I have some concerns about Detroit, which was the second most popular bet to win the NFC this year behind San Francisco, who also lost. I think it's 2 weeks in, and let me be very clear.
Mondays are for overreaction, so I mean,
Mondays are for overreactions. If we weren't booked up with so many interviews today, we would have done a traditional overreaction Monday. Instead, what we will do is we'll do an overreaction Tuesday after we do Monday Night Football tonight again. Falcons-Eagles tonight at 8:15. But we'll do an overreaction Tuesday as well as hand out our awards all at the same time tomorrow on the show. Lulu Kessin, by the way, also scheduled to join us tomorrow at 9 o'clock to talk Gamecock football. But there are some overreactions. Hey, you remember when Jim Mora was the head coach of the Saints and he said, playoffs? Playoffs? I just hope we can win another game.
Yeah, my favorite thing is when he said diddly poo, but that's just me. I mean, you know, because I didn't know that existed until then.
Jim Mora was talking with the television station in New Orleans, Louisiana, after the New Orleans Saints game yesterday. Yeah, me too, Jim. Me too, Jim. Kind of vary, to be honest.
I don't know,
with you.
Though. You're not wearing any Saints gear today. I thought you would be head-to-toe Saints gear.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, Lonzo. I woke up at like 5:20 for a 6 a.m. show. I admit my shortcomings in public. I woke up at like 5:20, or else, yeah, I would have been adorned in the black and gold. I will be tomorrow.
To the powers that be, he was here with plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
That's right. And we've had a killer show.
We have had a killer
show. So, I mean, so there.
We have had a phenomenal show because, and just so we are clear.
We've talked about a lot of losing today until now while you're talking about the Saints, who are not losers presently.
No, not only not losers, but they've scored more points than anybody in the NFL. They haven't punted yet. Who's our punter? Nobody knows.
Good for you.
I know. It feels good. And by the way, just keep in mind, I told you all offseason the Saints are going to be incredible this year. Never a doubt. Never a doubt. I told you all offseason, this team is going to kick ass. Dennis Allen, what a genius. What a brilliant man. Anybody who's ever said that they wanted to fist fight Dennis Allen on site is a clown, and you should never listen to them. But we didn't say that. Not on this show.
Never.
Not on this show. Never a doubt. I think Saints 44, Dallas 19 maybe was the biggest shock of the weekend.
All right, so as far as optimism goes, I know it's within your nature, even though you may try to deny it, to be negative about your own team. This is the most positive I've seen you be about your team since I've known you, and I am I'm happy for you, by the way.
But, I'm happy for me,
but,
too.
But how much of it is real? How much do you feel in your core that this two games in— I mean, is it the little quiet thing going, hey, we could do this again. We've been there once before. We can do this again. Or is it, yeah, this is awesome. I'm going to ride this, but they're going to flop next week.
I am waiting for the crush of reality. Keegan and I were texting back and forth during the game. And Derek Carr, who had been incredible all day, throws an awful pass. I mean, just missed his guy, Olave, across the middle. It gets tipped and picked off. And Keegan and I texted back and forth at the same time. Oh, God, here we go. Here it is. We're gonna give up a 30-point lead in the last quarter. Dallas ended up scoring 3 points with 2 interceptions and 3 failed fourth-down conversions in the fourth quarter. Now, I will say this. Jokes aside, Saints defense was not a question. I did say that, and I will give Dennis Allen credit for this. I have put Dennis Allen, and by the way, he is still there, because Dennis Allen isn't the solution. Clint Kubiak is. You ready? You ready for what I know is coming down the pipe, great one? What I know is an inevitability? somebody's going to fire their head coach this offseason, and they're going to hire Clint Kubiak on the spot. I'm going to get 1 year with Clint Kubiak as my offensive coordinator, and he's going to go be a head coach because we're going to let Kubiak walk and keep Dennis Allen, and we will go right back to being booty cheeks.
All right, so enjoy it, dude. Enjoy it while you got it.
Oh, I am.
I mean, are they going to win every game? Probably not, but as long as they're competitive and playing like they have the first two games – I mean, that's pretty cool for you.
I texted my mother and brother in our group chat during the game yesterday, and I was like, am I allowed to enjoy this? I don't know how to feel about this. Like, am I allowed to enjoy this, or do I need to go ahead and prepare myself for the inevitable crush of reality that is coming down the pipe when we go, like, 4-0, scoring 40 points in all of them, and then turn around and just bleep the bed for the back half of the season?
Let's hope they don't play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, because the refs will help the Chiefs win.
So, yes, they will. I mean,
so there's that.
It was a good call. Sorry, Joe Burrow fans. You know I'm team Joey Ice baby, but it was a good call. It was the correct call yesterday. I don't have to tell you. It was pass interference. Buccaneers 20, Lions 16, Baker... Damn Mayfield.
Will you say his name like it should be said?
Baker!
There we go.
Baker, damn Mayfield. What an absolute dude. There was a, and I'm trying to find it. I got it on my, I got it on the sound roster somewhere. But Baker Mayfield, after the game was over, had this incredible moment where he was kind of talking about his journey to find himself and become the quarterback that he knew he could be. And I got to tell you, man, like, I don't like rooting for divisional rivals, but it's real hard not to pull for Baker Mayfield. Oh, crap. Why is it now switching over? Hang on. I got this. I got it.
All right, so that was a live band going on behind him. I'm trying to figure out what the song is.
It was Post Malone Sunflowers.
But when the song was over, they were applauding. Was he actually performing there?
No, the Lions were still making their little thanks for coming out. Well, I guess not victory loop. Baker was doing, this was interview was with, freaking hell, I forgot who was interviewing.
I have a question, and as a knower of ball, you might be able to answer this. Has Baker been given the keys to the stadium yet?
Does he live there yet?
Yeah, I'm just curious. I mean, because it was Tom's house, and Tom has moved on. So, I mean, has he been given the keys yet?
I do not know. What I can say is that dude sounds like a mature for a guy who has been knocked, whether it was in Cleveland or golly, Lord knows he took his lumps in Carolina as if it was his fault. By the way, just to keep you in the loop, Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold now not only have wins over San Francisco and Detroit between their two teams, but since leaving Carolina, the two quarterbacks have thrown 46 touchdowns and 14 picks.
Maybe it's not just the quarterback, huh?
Oh, God. Yeah. It's not that you broke the glass. It's the fact that you went full Jean-Luc Picard facepalm when you did.
All right, according to Ian Rappaport, Chiefs star running back Isaiah Pacheco, who left the stadium in a walking boot and crutches, fractured his fibula based on initial tests.
Oh, no.
More information coming to determine the severity and associated damage, but Pacheco is set to miss real time.
Real time? I would say, like, real time. Like, the season.
Well, you know, I mean, fracture could be, you know, it's a fracture. Dag on it.
Yeah, that's real bad. That's real bad. Especially for how gutsy that guy was with the football yesterday.
I hope Gator's ready, and I hope he can hang on to the football, because he's probably going to get the ball a lot more.
I hope Gator's incredible.
I felt so bad when he fumbled the ball, but he got it punched right out of there. He's got to get – he has the same kind of running style. I don't know if he picks up the load. I'm sure Andy will Clyde Edwards-Helaire was on some kind of leave, I think. I don't know if he's on the IR. Maybe they bring him back. I don't know. But it's Pacheco.
Man, I have a choice.
But Pacheco, that is a big loss.
It is. I'm comfortable saying this yesterday. Mahomes had a bad day yesterday, and Pacheco saved him. That's how good Isaiah Pacheco was yesterday, without a doubt.
James says it's KC, so 2 weeks. Remember when...
The doctors always help Kansas City!
Yeah, they do.
Those damn doctors are cheating!
When Mahomes dislocated his was his knee. And it was just like all, and they pushed it back in place, and like he missed one game. Nah, this does not sound good.
No, it does not sound good at all. Baker Mayfield, 12 of 19 for a buck, 85 a touch and a pick, 5 carries, 34 yards. The Bucs only had 70 rushing yards.
Really quick, breaking news brought to you by.
Brought to you. That's a very good call. Thank you, Lonzo. That's why you're executive. Brought to you by our friends at BetQL. Be a better, be smarter, and beat the books. Don't forget to listen on the BetQL network to bet for the cycle every Saturday from noon to 4 on the BetQL QL network. Except, I mean, BetQL will host Bet for the Cycle this weekend.
You can still listen to the show. Just because you're not there doesn't mean the show's not any good when you're not there.
That's true.
I mean, not nearly as good, but it's still probably pretty good.
It'll be real good this weekend because my dog, Jay Kasson is like... You know how there's that dude in your life that's the baseball guy? Jay Kasson is my the baseball guy. He's the dude that you go, hey, I wonder what the batting average is of left fielders in this stadium against righties at night is. And Jake's like, oh, that's 217. Like he's great. Jay Kasson and Jeremy Kahn, who is the host of the morning show in Baltimore, Maryland. Real funny guy. Next Saturday, it'll be Jay Kasson and Cody Decker. And then the Saturday after that, Rob Brown will make his triumphant return to Bet for the Cycle with Cody Decker. Will not be there this weekend or next weekend. We'll be there the weekend after that. So thanks to our friends at BetQL. I can't tell you how proud I am of Baker Mayfield. Because all of the criticisms and all of the jokes and all of the hits on his maturity and all that, Baker Mayfield in this game and in life in general right now feels like that prototypical quarterback. But also he's going to go down there and do some awesome stuff on the football field and make you go, oh, this guy's fun. But it feels less focused on the FUD, more focused on the dub. And all of a sudden... The NFC South looks like it's a two-horse race. We'll find out.
He is one of those guys that a lot of people want to fail for some reason.
Because people hate fun.
I guess.
Honestly, I'm not even joking about that. People despise... I've come to the conclusion, and maybe this is just Rob's getting old. This is your get-the-hell-off-my-lawn moment of the day. But, like, I'm coming to the conclusion that people hate people who enjoy things. Honestly, do me a favor. Go on social media today and enjoy something. Just go enjoy anything. And if you put out into the atmosphere that you're enjoying this thing, there will be people that come in and go, actually, it's not fun and you're stupid for enjoying yourself. People hate fun. Baker Mayfield has fun. I like that. I appreciate that. All right, well, we've come back. Let's look down the rest of the college and NFL scoreboard from the weekend. Talk about some of the more surprising results of the weekend. We'll do that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Taking a look back at the football weekend that was, some of the more surprising stats and storylines out of the National Football League, and then we'll do some for the college game as well. Saints 44, Dallas 19, Tampa 2016 winners over Detroit. Anthony Richardson did not look good against the Pack. 204, one touchdown, three interceptions in this game. Not a great stat line for him. The result, not that shocking, even if Malik was out there. I think, however.
Isn't it, though? Because I think a lot of people were praising a quarterback that's hurt right now and saying that he's the next coming of Aaron Rodgers, of Brett Favre, and maybe it's just the system and not the quarterback.
No, I'm not going to go that far. I think they win this game much more comfortably if Jordan Love plays.
Do you?
Yeah, okay. I do. I think if Jordan Love plays, there's a handful of misses Malik made that I don't think Jordan Love does.
I think you picked them to lose, I'm just going to say.
Not this week, I did not.
I'm pretty sure you did.
I absolutely did not.
No. I'm pretty sure because you were poo-pooing Malik. I do.
No, what I said was quite the opposite. Malik played like 17 snaps in Tennessee and everybody wrote him off. Quite the opposite. I said he played like 17 snaps in Tennessee and they shipped him out of town and I thought it was premature and preemptive and we were going to find out he won the game. But that's not the story. There's only one story out of this game. There's only one story that needs to be discussed. Late in the game, it's third down and a lot to go. They line up with Josh Myers over the football. He's the center. And right before Malik took the snap on what was a roll-out pass play to try to gain the first down, keep the clock moving, move the sticks, etc., as Josh Myers got down on the ball and prepared to snap the ball, Josh Myers had a bit of the tummy rumblies. And Josh Myers puked all over the football. Full-on exorcist puke, too. Not like a little dribble, just... Like a fountain went off inside of his helmet. Matt LaFleur was asked after the game, "Hey, how come Malik didn't throw that ball?" I mean, I could be wrong here, but I'm relatively sure that the list of quarterbacks who have thrown a football covered in vomit is Malik Willis. And that's probably it.
I'm just going to say this. If it was baseball, he would have been thrown out of the game for using a foreign substance. That's all I'm going to say.
It's not what sticky stuff means, yeah. But here we are.
Yeah.
But here we are. All right. Aaron Rodgers gets his first win as a New York Jets 24-17 in a game that I am going to say the Titans farted away. I mean, golly, they were so good in the first half and then just completely and entirely the bed in the second half. Unbelievable. Vikings knock off the 49ers 23-17. And would you look at this? Sam Darnold, 17 of 26, 268, a pair of tutties and a pick. Ladies and gentlemen, reports of the demise of the Minnesota Vikings may have been exaggerated. They're 2-0 with a win over the reigning defending NFC champions. Granted, no run CMC in this game as he went to the IR for a four-week stint, but Jordan Mason showed up again, 20 totes, 100 yards, and a tutty on the ground. For him, Purdy, 28 of 36, 319, a touch and a pick. But Sam Darnold gets the win with 268 passing yards. Minnesota also got a buck 46 on the ground. And the Vikings, all of a sudden, they kind of look like the best team in the NFC North. We're only 2 weeks in. Everybody relax. I've said this 100 times and I'll say it 100 more. Teams deciding.
Better than your boy.
Which boy?
That would be, your guy, your highly touted guy for Chicago.
Oh, Caleb?
Just want to point out, I mean, that's your guy.
Eberflus.
Uh-huh. I don't know how many times I have to say it!
Uh-huh.
Eberflus stinks! I don't know why he's still the coach of that team. I genuinely do not understand. Here's the problem you have in Chicago, not just that Caleb Williams had a two-pick night. On top of that, Caleb Williams was the leading rusher in this game. Their other players all together had 27 rushing yards. Caleb Williams had 44. It's not just that Caleb Williams was a leading rusher. It's that he was a leading rusher even if you combine every other rusher. This team is led by an inept head coach. It's clear. It's obvious. There's no disputing this. It is a fact.
Someone posted, "You must be a sick person to enjoy the Saints beating the Cowboys and the Vikings beating the 49ers.
Justin Fields, 13 of 20, a buck 17, one touchdown as the Steelers knock off the Broncos. Bo Nix had a pair of picks. Again, that's an horrible ball. Less about Justin Fields, more about the fact that Denver stinks. I told you this. Oh, Justin Fields gonna. He was 13 of 20 for a buck 17. Denver stinks! Bo Nix stinks! We'll do college ball tomorrow.
No, I did it early on purpose.
No, you were correct.
No, on purpose because...
Justin Fields is trending?
Yes, that's the first thing. Just because, just to leave, that guy you said would not start, and he's like 2-0. He's 2-0. I mean, you can make... Yes, Russell Wilson is hurt. Uh-huh.
He's 2-0 for less yardage than Derek Carr threw for in either of his two individual games.
So Derek Carr has tore it up for two games. I don't know if that's a
Sir, that's future first ballot Hall of Famer Derek Carr.
I apologize. That's a lot of words for me to say, and I don't have that much time. It's Justin Fields.
If you think Justin Fields is tearing it up, I don't know what to say. He's fine.
He's undefeated. Not bad for a guy who was washed up in Chicago.
And as we all know, you said would not start. Eberflus!
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Eberflus! The guy's butt!
Yeah, and Urban Meyer was Sunshine's problem. Anyway, the next thing that's X'ing is Tito Jackson.
What? What?
It was a good transition, I thought.
Tito Jackson, which is the first time the words Tito Jackson have been said in a very long time. I have no idea. Is it his birthday?
Be respectful.
Did he pass?
Yes, he did.
I
think it's still okay to crack on Tito because he got cracked on his entire life. But still, yeah, Tito has passed away.
RIP other Jackson.
Yeah, I don't know how many of the Jackson 5 are left. Michael's gone. Tito's gone. I think Jermaine's still around, but I could be wrong.
So Jermaine, Janet, and the other one.
Well, Janet was not in. Were you talking about LaToya? There were more Jacksons. There were Jackson 5, and Janet was not a part of the 5, okay? She was an excellent actress on Good Times, and then she was exposed on the air.
Oh, no!
In front of millions of people.
A booby. We're under attack. A boob.
It was also a work. There was also a work. 100%
it was a work.
There were pasties involved.
100% yes. It was a work. It wasn't a pasty. It was a ring.
Wow. Look at you.
I was like 14. What do you think I was doing?
Did you rewind it many times?
No, we didn't have DVRs yet.
Okay.
It was in the VHS.
You could have had a VHS. You could have covered it by putting like a different name on the front or something.
We had scramble vision. I didn't need Janet's boob.
Okay. There you go. All right. The next thing that's X-ing is the other boy, Sean Payton.
I mean, you know what? I got to find some famous person saying, told you, so that I can just make that my soundboard clip.
I'm sure they're out there. There's probably a ton of those that you can find.
Told you. Turns out, Rod Brown knows what he's talking about.
All right.
One day you'll log on to listen.
All right. The next, just because everything else is kind of like that I have left, the next thing that's X-ing is Billy Napier.
Billy lost his job at halftime. He'll be on the audio blitz tomorrow because one reporter said, hey, the Gator fans were booing your team yesterday. And his response was, yeah, I understand. I would have booed too. Ooh, Florida's in trouble. The state of Florida right now, with the exception of Miami, stinks.
And the
Jacksonville stinks, Miami stinks. It's Tampa and Miami. Huh.
By the way, Florida is a wonderful place for a wedding. So not everything stinks. Or
St. Augustine's amazing.
There we go. All right. And the last thing that's X-ing, staying along those lines, the other guy, David Tepper.
Good Lord. What is X today? Just a complete show.
It's a firing line. And when I say that, I don't mean like a firing squad. I mean a bunch of people who should be fired.
I mean, it turns out, I don't think, and I could be wrong about this, I don't think Dave Tepper's going to fire Dave Tepper. I could be wrong.
He could be fired by the league. It's possible.
It's the only out.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's the only. I said it earlier this week, and I'll say it again.
Are you wearing your Carolina pants today?
Carolina pants, which is where you pay $9.99 a month to be humiliated. The only way Tepper is gone is if the rest of the owners go, dude, you suck so bad you are costing us money now. That's the cardinal sin you can't commit in the NFL. Hey, that's it for it. We're back tomorrow. Make sure you're here because it's a 4-hour extravaganza and then I'm gone for a week and a half. All right, so be here tomorrow. Let's have some damn fun. Enjoy the rest of your day. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. Have a lovely rest of your day. We're back tomorrow to try better. On the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.